The other part which has been very exciting, and it's the BiTE antibodies. And BiTE antibodies are the bispecific T-cell engagers. And what they do is essentially what CAR T-cells do, but they do it without the hassle of actually having to produce these products or taking out your cells, genetically modifying them, and then giving it back to patients. BiTEs are off-the-shelf antibodies which have the linker arm to the CD3 to activate your T-cells, and then the other linker arm goes and targets the tumor cell. In this case, it's BCMA again. I think you saw data at this year's ASCO as well as at last year's ASH with AMG-420. This is a short-acting BiTE, and at the recommended phase 2 dose, which was, I believe, for 480 milligrams of the BiTE antibody, we saw, you know, there were 10 or 12 patients, but 5 or 6 of them actually achieved an MRD negative state. So again, to use an off-the-shelf antibody and get MRD negative disease is remarkable. A couple of things to think about with the BiTE antibodies is this specifically is a short-acting antibody, so it's a continuous infusion, and we are continuing this infusion indefinitely in patients as of right now. So how feasible would that be in the future, or should this be considered as a bridge to something else would be the more logical question to ask. You know, we have seen toxicities which are not completely explained in this patient population. And the two which came top of my mind were infections. And these were not kind of typical infections that we are seeing. This was like invasive fungal infection and adenoviral infection. So reactivation of some kind of viruses is always a problem with some of these T-cell directed treatments. So I think we need to watch out for that. And then another very interesting phenomenon which was seen with this BCMA BiTE was this polyneuropathy-like phenomenon. And I don't think, you know, patients did get better from it, but we don't have a clear understanding of why that was happening. So I think a lot of exciting things in this space, but all of them sort of early in their development. And in my mind, we're just about beginning to learn about where they fit into the paradigm of treating multiple myeloma.